You're listening to Vatican Radio. Luther and the Sacraments, a Catholic rereading in an ecumenical perspective. That was the title of a conference which took place in Rome's Gregorian University this week, exploring the profound changes in understanding that have evolved over the past decades of theological dialogue. These changes, according to the organisers, can help Catholics and Lutherans together understand anew the concerns of Martin Luther's theology. Among those taking part in the conference was theology professor and ecumenical expert Anne-Marie Meyer from the Catholic University of Leuven in Belgium. She talked to me about the focus of this encounter, which was held to mark the 500th anniversary of the beginnings of the Protestant Reformation.
It's certainly organized in order to mark the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation, which, as the legend wants it, started off with Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg. Probably this never happened, but he actually came up with these 95 Theses, mainly on indulgences and the question of confessions, penitence, and so on. And that actually involved also the question, can you buy God's grace or not? This was the question he wanted to raise in an academic setting. Actually, he wanted to raise that because he saw that probably the way church life was being organized in those days wasn't so absolutely consistent with what Jesus Christ and the gospel actually were stipulating. So he actually tried rather to come up with a reform of the church more than actually with a break or with what was later called then a reformation. So the main focus is the question of sacraments. We are talking about the seven Roman Catholic sacraments, being well aware that actually Lutherans are mainly regarding the so-called sacramenta majora, the major sacraments of baptism and Eucharist, as real sacraments. Yesterday afternoon we were discussing the question of confession. Is personal confession still a sacrament for Lutherans or not? And we realized that actually the worldwide Lutheran tradition has developed in quite few different lines, and some are still practicing it, actually with an ordained minister as confessor. Others are just saying, no, actually this can be done by lay people as well, or we don't have individual confessions at all anymore.
This makes the ecumenical dialogue very difficult, doesn't it? Because of the fact that it is understood in so many different ways in different Lutheran countries and parts of the globe.
Yes, it does. On the other hand, we also need to take into account that also the Catholic side isn't still the Catholic side that it used to be at Luther's time. And the question for ecumenical dialogue nowadays, and I think that's important now this year, we don't just celebrate the 500 years of the Lutheran Reformation, we also celebrate 50 years of Catholic-Lutheran ecumenical dialogue, so that we can actually see that after the Second Vatican Council, to a certain extent, the Roman Catholic Church is these days, in very many aspects, that what Luther had worked for and argued for. So there we see that there are a lot of convergences.
Despite these convergences, despite all this progress, we mustn't forget that there are new obstacles which have come up along the way regarding, for example, women's ordination in the Protestant Reformed tradition, or, for example, new questions of same-sex unions and so on. Is the discussion of this going on as well?
Actually, this afternoon we are talking about ordination. This morning we were talking about Eucharist. So there it's also linked to the question, who is the minister who administers the Eucharist or who is leading the Eucharistic celebration? So there we are now getting really to the core problem. And I recall that Cardinal Koch, in his opening speech, he was giving a kind of future vision, what should happen in the, well, next 10, 20 years to come. He said, well, first of all, the biggest milestone is now that we have managed to reach a joint declaration on justification. And just the other day, we heard that probably the Reformed World Communion of Churches will affiliate with that joint declaration, which is a big step forward. So not just the Methodists, but also the Reformed will join in. And that the next step, actually, since we are agreeing in the fundamentals on the basis of this doctrine of justification, next step might be to try to reach a joint declaration on the sacraments, on ministry, and on the understanding of the church. Is the church necessary to mediate between God and the human being? In what way does it do that? If it is necessary for doing that, and questions like that. And for that, actually, we should not just concentrate on anniversaries like this year, the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, where you could actually say, well, in the end, it brought about the split of the church in the West, and subsequent, actually, in the churches of the Reformation, subsequent a lot of different splittings as well, and started off a whole stream of blood in the religious wars, the 30 years wars and things like that. So that's why Catholics are a little hesitant to say, well, we want to celebrate this, commemorate, I think. And if you have the biblical understanding of commemoration, then it's not just a kind of, yeah, we won't forget about it, but it's also a kind of, yes, rather liturgical way of keeping things in mind. And I think that's an appropriate approach to also those people who lost their lives in religious wars. But actually, there were also, in those days, attempts to reach common ground again. And one big attempt to do that, and every Lutheran pastor worldwide is still ordained on that, is the Augsburg Confession. So 1530, Melanchthon, Luther, and a few other reformers were trying still to keep things together and to come to an agreement with the other side. And perhaps it might be, given our ecumenical progress, be much more appropriate to commemorate this in 2030 than, well, just forgetting about our Lutheran Catholic struggles in ecumenism once 2017 is over. So there are more and very interesting things to come.